Mike Testa, the Republican senator-elect from the 1st Legislative District, is scheduled to be sworn into office on December 5. Unlike the GOP assemblyman-elect who with Testa made a clean Republican sweep in the district, he doesn't need to wait for a new legislative session to take office, according to the press of Atlantic City. "I'm told there's a shot for the first week in December," Testa told the paper of record in reference to his swearing-in. Running mates Antoine McClellan and Eric Simonson will wait until after this session ends January 14, according to the press of Atlantic City. A Republican co-chair of the Donald Trump 2020 re-election campaign in New Jersey and Vineland attorney, Testa defied the South Jersey Democratic machine on November 5 to ensnare the seat and grab the Senate seat formerly occupied by U.S. Representative Jeff Van https://www.insiderinsch.com/testa-defeats-andrejczak-lt1/drew-d2. Senator Bob Andrejczak, D1, ran as the head of the Van Drew team in a Republican district. Not only did Testa win, but he pulled in his running mates, fellow Republicans Eric Simonson and Antoine McClellan, who beat Democrats Bruce Land and Matt Milam. Having served as chairman of the Cumberland, home to New Jersey Department of Agriculture Commissioner Douglas Fisher, GOP for 5 years, and muscled his way into contention for his party's shot at the Senate seat in arguably the most competitive LD1 cycle since Van Drew defeated Assalta, stampeded by shadowy attacks from a Democratic Party PAC and the seemingly constant pushback to his candidacy by Andrejczak's visible campaign allies, assailed by the most powerful Democratic Party machine in New Jersey and up against a legitimate war hero, Testa ran a campaign aggressively in his natural element. In a picture on the wall of him with his family when he was a child, probably no more than 10, he's smiling at the camera like someone awaiting the kickstart of a political career.